So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Good morning, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well this morning. Anyway, we're on Friday at last, halfway through the month. How's your year going? God, it's a long year, isn't it? It feels like this year's taking ages. All right, that's a joke. It's only the 14th, but boy, we've had some challenges already this month, this year. You know, 2020 season 3 sucks. I'm going to use that joke all year. Anyway, welcome, Marketing Sales Show. My name's Dan Latto. We're going to talk to you today about live streaming. And of course, right now, we are live streaming, unless you're listening to this on the podcast, which you can download from iTunes and Libsyn and Stitcher and all good podcast stores. Let's talk about live streaming. We're going to cover why you should be live streaming. We're going to talk about how you live stream. We're going to cover some of the equipment that you need, about whether you need a full studio. And then also, I've got a list of questions of, or a list of mistakes that people make when they're going live streaming. And I'll cover them just at the end. If you've got any questions, stick them in the box just over here. Oh no, it's down there, isn't it? Where you are. Stick them in the box down below. Hopefully I'll see them. I'm going to try and keep an eye on it this time, because for some reason OBS, which is what I use, doesn't come up with all of the Facebook comments. So this time, let me just put this here, make this into a small box somewhere so I can actually see any comments and things that are coming in. So let's talk about live streaming. This came from a conversation with a client just last night. We're creating a website for them, and they're a little bit worried about going live and doing all of that kind of thing. And so I just wanted to like cover a whole bunch of things and then realize that obviously this is really useful for everybody. So, but this is really aimed at that one client, but then obviously everybody else can benefit from it as well. And in fact, if you're live streaming, one of the things that you should be doing is you should have a particular client in your mind about who's going to benefit from this live stream. So before we get on to all the other bits, why, how, equipment and so on, when you're actually doing a live stream, you should be thinking about which client have you got. So let me pick a client. I know I've got a client and she does health. And we do her website, we do her content, and she's got a Facebook group, and she's very successful because of it, right? I mean, she's very successful. Let me rephrase that. She's very successful anyway. And then because we do all this extra content, it's really ramped up the amount of viewers and contacts and so on because of the social media marketing that we do for her. Anyway, she goes live inside her group, and there's absolutely no doubt that going live helps within that group. Now, one of the things that she could do is to go live outside of that group as well. And you got, so this is what you do. You go live outside the group and you push the group, and then people come into the group, and that's where you've got more specific content. So let's take a different client. Imagine you run, we've got a client and they run a bowling company. You know, it's a bowling alley, right? So imagine, you know, it's Saturday night, all the flashy lights are on, people are bowling, and they went live inside of a bowling alley. Like, do you think that would be a really cool thing to do? Like, literally live as people are bowling, the music's on, you need a decent microphone, but you actually go live. Do you think the atmosphere would come through? Absolutely. So you can use going live in all sorts of different ways to benefit your business. But if you just got a website and you don't market it in any way, you know, if you're not leaflet dropping or running newspaper ads or running Facebook ads or putting content out or advert on the side of a bus or whatever, you know, hitting the phones and phoning people up, how do you think people are going to know that your website even exists? They're not gonna know. Why would they even know that you exist? This is what marketing is. Marketing is getting as many eyeballs on you or your product or your service or your business as absolutely possible. One of the reasons I go live is to get eyeballs on me. Okay? Now I'm in the head. Now we're talking about various stuff, hopefully getting some value out of it. But if you're just going through life and you sat at home or you sat at work and you're wondering, how am I going to get leads? What am I going to do? How can I be more visible out there? You go to your desktop, you pick up a little camera, like I'm wiggling here, and you set it up. I can't show you the camera because I'm using a camera to film. But you go and you set it up. And we're going to talk about studio equipment and all of that sort of thing, about how much it's going to cost. It doesn't cost you anything. Look, you could go live right now on your mobile device. literally, as soon as we finish this, I mean, don't go live right now. Obviously, finish this. This is more important. And then go live. And then when you go live, you're going to have people who are your contacts on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube and so on, inside Facebook groups, on your profile, on your page. And people are going to see it, okay? And if you're talking to that person who's got a problem or got a need for whatever it is that you sell, that person's trust on you is increasing. They actually know about you. They actually remember that you even exist. Because right now, unless you're posting regularly, people don't know you exist. I'll give you an example. Graham, who works for me, his brother-in-law, bought a website or something, right? And Graham's like, I can't believe he bought a website and he didn't get us to do it. And he's like, it's just because he doesn't know what to do. It's like, I need to make it more obvious that that's what we do. And so there's people in your phone book right now who need what you do, and they're not coming to you because they can't remember that you bloody do it. Got my voice getting all high-pitched. I'm getting emotional, you see. Because I want you to win. This is the key. This is why we do all this. We want you to win. We want you to generate more cash and have a great, viable business. And so you can take more time off and spend more time with the family and have lots of holidays and all the rest of it. That's the whole purpose of this. But none of that is going to happen unless you get more eyeballs on your business. And a great way of getting eyeballs on your business is by live streaming. So I think we've probably covered the why quite well there without actually transitioning. But you need to be going live, and people say things like, oh, I'm not very good. And we're going to cover all of those excuses that we have as to why we think we can't go live a little bit later. But in 2022, where do you think people are? Do you think they're on a bus driving past billboards? Or do you think they're sat at home, working from home, wondering what to do, bored out of their tiny minds? They've finished Netflix. That's completed. They've finished Instagram. That's done. They've just sat at home. They've finished it all. What are we going to do next? And people want to be entertained. They want to be educated. They want to learn. And so, you know, they're looking for solutions to problems that they may well have. And if you've got a product or a service that solves problems, I'm going to sneeze, by the way. I can feel it. I'm trying not to sneeze. If you've got a product or a service that solves some of those problems, you've got to demonstrate that you're around, that you exist, that you're available to actually help people resolve some of those problems. But if you don't go live, you know, we get clients on and they do the content, and we say to them, look, could you go live as well? And they go, but is the content not enough? And the content does a certain amount. It's like this. If content does 40% and going live does the other 40%, the result is 120%. Now, I know that those numbers don't add up. That's the bloody point. Content gets 40%, going live gets 40%. I know that's 80%, but the combined result, if we had a Venn diagram, you know, the crossover, that's where success lives, right in there. That's where the magic happens, right in a crossover between your normal content, you going out and putting out pre-recorded videos, or what we call pattern interrupt videos using stock footage and music and so on, and putting out images and putting out funny memes and comments and whatever, and then you going live, that bit in the middle, that's the crossover. That's really where the magic happens, and that's why you need to be going live in 2022. It's simply not enough for you to post one image a day and think that'll do, that's enough. It's just not enough. People want to know who you are. And one of the things that we like to do is kind of give a bit of a behind-the-scenes look to some extent. I mean, we're very authentic in who we are and what we say and how we say it. And we're like that because we want people to go, oh, you're just like you are in real life, which is absolutely true. And so this is one of the reasons why we live stream, to demonstrate that we're here. And so people jump on and jump off. People don't sit and listen for the whole 45-minute podcast. They jump in and jump off. Some people go and download it. They go, oh, I'll download that later from iTunes. That's what people do. We're on Spotify as well, which is pretty cool. We're probably beating some famous artist from the 80s with our download numbers. We're probably beating Cliff Richard on our download for our content. Like, get in. Take that, Cliff. Let's talk about how to live stream, shall we? If you've got questions, by the way, just stick them in a box above or below, outside, wherever it happens to be. So let's talk about live streaming and how to live stream. So right here, I'm just going to share my screen. So obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you're not going to be able to see this. So I'll describe it as well. So let me just go and share my second screen. So share that one. Okay, so I'm just checking that the Rode microphone is still working, because last time I did this, it actually went quiet and nobody could hear me. Okay, so we used to use StreamYard for all of our live streams, and we actually swapped up from StreamYard for various reasons, which I will actually kind of go into. But anyway, we use StreamYard. And when you sign up for StreamYard, you know, the reason why we do StreamYard is because it goes live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all at the same time. LinkedIn, by the way, you have to apply to be able to go live. And, we applied 4 times. It took 2 years. You might get luckier. We got a 14,000 connections network on LinkedIn, and it still took us 2 years. So I have no idea why. Maybe they just don't like us, and that's fair enough. So we can create a broadcast. We've got lots and lots of broadcasts here from the past. The last time we used it was November the 5th, because we use OBS now. But let's just go into the StreamYard system, so you can have a little kind of look around. Let me just change my name there to Dan. Okay, so obviously the camera won't work because I'm down here on the bottom left. So the camera's not going to work there, just so you know. So I'm here just on the bottom left of your screen. But here is normally where your image would go. And then what you can do is, if we go to brand here on the right, so first of all, we can stick my name up there. Why is it not coming up? Oh, it's because I think I'm hiding it. But here, oh, we can't do it because you have to upgrade. So the free plan comes with one custom overlay. Let's upload that. Where is it? I think I deleted it. Well, StreamYard, this is not a very good example for you, is it? Anyway, so as you see my marketing and sales show at the top there, that's an overlay, okay? Let me just go back to mine and show you the other overlays. So on mine, so here on the right-hand side, we've got this agenda, and so that's there to remind me what I'm supposed to be doing. And one of the reasons why we moved from StreamYard over to OBS is that I can actually move this arrow around. There you go, you can see it, which is much easier for me to remember what on earth I'm supposed to be speaking about, because we go off on all sorts of different tangents. And then the other thing, reason why we do it in this way with OBS, is that here, this agenda on the right-hand side actually allows me to update this agenda every time I go live. And so it reminds me, and then we break down whatever's that agenda. It breaks us off into 4 separate videos. Lost my train of thought there for a second. I'm glad you didn't notice. So so let's just go back to StreamYard a second. There we go. So on StreamYard, it's really pants, by the way, that StreamYard doesn't allow us to to see this properly. Let me just see if I can. No, don't know why it's not letting me do that. That just looks horrendous, doesn't it? Okay. So anyway, on StreamYard, you can put overlays in there, and the overlays just, remind you what you're supposed to be doing. They've got a bit of across the top to so people can see, like, instant branding. But the main reason why we do something like StreamYard is that it simply allows us to go live across multiple different formats, i.e. YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook pages, Facebook profiles, and so on. It doesn't cost a huge amount of money. It costs like £35. But I am actually going to show you OBS as well, because I just wanted you to see what the difference was between OBS. So let me just share my second screen. And it's going to go a little bit weird, by the way. There you go. I know, it looks all right, actually. I thought it was going to go weird. Anyway, there I am. And by the way, if I'm looking over from one screen to another, I've got 2 screens and the camera's right in the middle, so that's why. So here, this will allow me to do all sorts of second things. So, for example, I'm not actually going to transition over because you lose a second screen that I'm displaying. But here, it gives me all sorts of different things. Up here, I can change, for example, the agenda.
I can change that and put a different agenda in. The arrow, I can change the arrow and put a different arrow in. Whoops, get rid of that, get rid of that. And also, this is the bit that lets me move the arrow up and down. So then when I actually go live, now I've got two windows here. The left-hand window is my before it goes out to you, and the right-hand window is what is actually going out to you. And so it's here. So I hope that's useful for you. So let's just go back to the main. Let's just move that back over, go back to main. And that's a really good example of the two types of software that we actually use. So in terms of actual equipment, that's how to live stream. That's literally StreamYard and OBS. We use those. We used to use StreamYard. Now we use OBS. OBS is a lot more complicated, by the way, but it's actually worthwhile learning how to use. And I'm not perfect at it. We've gone live and we've shared the second screen and the volume's gone off. And it's like, you know, I've gone on for 20 minutes and not known. And so that content is then useless, but you get better as you move forward through time, right? That's just life, isn't it? Same with anything. You learn how to ride a bike. You're going to fall off the first couple of times or the first 100 times. But we've been live, I dread to think how many times, 500 times. We've done 600 and odd podcasts. So we've gone live at least that many times. And not all of them will have been recorded, I'm sure. So, you know, there you go. Okay, let's talk about equipment, shall we? Like, there's a couple of things that we've got that you do need that would be useful, but you absolutely not 100% need them. So a camera like this one, this is just a Logitech 920C. We've had this Logitech camera for God knows how long, 5 years. It's the same camera. The latest Logitech cameras are 922C. It's basically the same camera. You can upgrade for a 4K Brio. It's like £193. These you can probably pick up for 75 quid, maybe £100, something like that on Amazon. Also, you want a microphone because, like, people will take out of focus or poor lighting, but what they won't accept on a podcast is bad sound. And so we've actually upgraded to this here microphone. This is a Rode. It's a USB microphone, so it just plugs in via the USB. It's a really cool piece of kit. I can probably show you this a little bit more. It's a nice piece of kit. Not cheap, £200 and odd, but then not overly expensive either, quite frankly. Highly, highly worth it. When we first started podcasting, by the way, this is the device that we used. We used a mobile phone. In fact, that wasn't even the device. It was an iPhone 5S. 5.5 years ago, 5S, an iPhone 5S. Can you imagine that? It's this tiny little thing. And then we'd stick in a headset and, you know, we'd sometimes be walking. I did a podcast. I'm sat down by the cafe next to the beach and the guy's rolling his beer barrels down and I still went live. Sometimes we would use the microphone and the camera on the laptop. The other thing that I'd suggest that you get is like a tripod. This is a really small, crappy tripod. This one's really just for mobile phones. The tripod that we got the camera on right now is a Joby Gorilla, which means that if there's a bar, we can wrap it around a bar, a piece of scaffolding or whatever, or a lamppost or something, just to wrap it round a tree, a curtain rail, anything like that, some handrails, and then we can attach it. But we don't do any of that. We just sat here waiting for me. And then my studio, I'm not going to show you it because it's a mess. My studio is my lounge and my desk. I sit here all day long. And when I finish doing this, I put the webcam down and then I'm back to working again. So I sit here quite often during the day, except if it's sunny, I'll take the laptop and we'll go outside into the garden next to the pool, which is really nice. And we're very fortunate to be able to do that, of course. But we've got some lighting. So we've got two lights here, which I can control off my mobile phone. These are Philips Hues. They are quite expensive, like £100 for these two lights. I'm just going to change the lighting so you can see here. And I actually bought these not for lighting on live streams, but because for the light up like orange and red soft glows. But I can change the lighting here to all sorts of different things just off my mobile phone, which is really cool. I look very purple there. And so we're back there. I've also got two backlights. So here I've got a red ring circle light, and then down here on the floor, I've actually got a blue ring circle light, which I picked up for like 15 quid each. If I just light up the background, I can actually change colours on those. Let's do this one. Colour. So I can actually change colours. There we go. What's that? It's purple, red, green, blue. And I just like the contrast between the red and the blue. So the red and the blue. I just like the contrast between the two. And that's it. Oh, one other thing. We've got one other ring light here, which if I switch it off... there we go. That's switched off. And so you can see a bit of difference on the lighting. The one extra thing that I really need is it's called a key light, and it's to light me up, and it should be just up here, basically, just up there that points directly at me. And we've got a little bit of fuzziness, I notice, on the actual screen, on the actual image, and that's because actually there's not enough lighting. The only other lights I've got on are the actual room lights, and I've got the curtains open to let natural daylight in as well. I've got another window here, which I could open that, and that, as you can see, opens up daylight, but it's a bit yucky out there, so that's why we don't bother with that. But literally, that's the equipment that you need. But you don't need any of that. Let's talk about, do you need a full studio or not? So, do you need a full studio? No! There you go, that's that section done. What do you need a studio for? I tried to create a studio downstairs in the basement, and it was so echoey. It was just dreadful. It just didn't work well at all. And so, you know, we spent quite a bit of money making this really amazing studio, but I could not get rid of the echo. We soundproofed it to the nth degree, could not get rid of the echo, drove me mad. And what I noticed was, when I went live here, there is no echo. It sounds great. So then I'm like, okay, how about we just put some nice lights on? Get one of our team to create this nice little thing across the top. How about some arrows that point up and down and an agenda to remind me what on earth I'm supposed to be doing? What about some lights and a decent microphone? And I've still not upgraded the cameras. We're still on a camera that we bought 5 years ago, and we've done over 600 podcasts. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of downloads on iTunes because of our podcast, and I dread to think how many clients we've closed. Is this the most professional setup for a live stream studio you've ever seen? Of course it's not. Do you need a really professional studio? Of course you don't. What do you need? You need, in basketball, it's a boy, a hoop, and a dream. And in live streaming, it's a microphone, a camera, and hope, and a dream. Right? That's all you need. You don't need all this fancy-wancy stuff. It just doesn't matter. And then people, you know, I grabbed myself a list of questions, reasons why people make mistakes in live streaming and why they don't live stream. And what's interesting was 4 or 5 years ago when we first started live streaming, we started telling people, you should be live streaming. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. And now they're saying, Dan, oh, how do I live stream? And so we explained to them. I remember they say things like, well, I'm not very good on camera. Yeah, you know why you're not very good on camera? It's because you didn't start 4.5 years ago, 5.5 years ago when we were doing it. Like, I'm much more natural on camera than I am. Let me re-say that. I'm much more natural on camera today, he said, messing it all up, than I was 5.5 years ago. My very first video on YouTube is dreadful. I'm in a suit and I'm trying to be all professional. And I'm like, God, it's just dreadful. And one of the big mistakes that people make is that they try and make it like a TV studio, TV interview. Instead of just being yourself, people like you, believe it or not. I know you might find that hard. People like me. Some people don't, obviously, but some people do. And that's great. And so be you. And that's all that people are after. I don't care what product or service it is that you happen to have. You should just go live. Like, immediately after this, just go live. Walk down the street, go live and go, hey, guys, today we're doing this. Tomorrow we're doing that. I've just come from this event. I've just come from this networking event. I've just come from this property. It was a two-bed. It was on at 50 grand. It was nice. The return on it's £500. It's off market. The vendor's looking to sell straight away. Like, is that really important? Yeah. Is walking down the street important? No. What's the important bit? The content is the important bit. I bought some content from Ty Lopez, okay? And one of his training modules... and I paid $400 for his training course, okay? And I'm an avid learner. I buy stuff all the time because I want to see how other people are doing it. But I'm also interested in seeing what are other people getting away with. And what I mean by that is Ty was walking down the street with his camera. It wasn't even landscape, which drives me nuts. It was portrait, right? That drives me insane when people do that. Never film like that. Film like that. Well, just depends. Anyway, he was walking down a street, and he's walking down a street, and this is one of his modules, and he's literally just walking down a street teaching. Is the fact that he's walking down a street relevant? Absolutely not. Was the content within the module that I was learning, was that relevant? Yeah. What else? What other lesson did I get? But it's totally okay to walk down a street live streaming. If Ty can do it, living in his $35 million house, which I've been to in LA, by the way, I should have. like, if he can do it, I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. There's nothing to stop you going live other than this idea that you think that you should have this really slick... I'm wearing this crappy, shitty T-shirt from Primark. This is one of my workout T-shirts. Heck, I don't even care about the fact it's a workout T-shirt. I'm off to the gym after this. It's irrelevant. What's relevant is that people are listening to this and then they're going to go, oh, do you know what? I should go live stream as well. And you absolutely should. Okay, so let's just cover some of these mistakes. Let me put this just behind the camera. Okay, mistakes people make. Number one, thinking it has to be professional. I think we've kind of covered that because it doesn't have to be the most slick production that you can make. You don't need a £100,000 studio. You don't need multiple cameras. Like, if you can do that, there's a guy that does them. What's he called? I can't remember. He's American. He's got a camera on this swingy thing and it swings in and he's got music and he's got people who literally attend the live stream and who can clap and it sounds really cool. And he's got a video screen that he actually stands on. Which is even more amazing. So he stood on this video screen that lights up and all this thing lights up. Looks like a giant home cinema. It's truly amazing, right? But you don't need any of that. You just need you, a camera, and a microphone. Stop thinking about it has to be TV studio quality. It doesn't. The bit that's important is that you've got people who know you exist and that are continually seeing you. Next problem that people, or the next mistake that people make when live streaming is that they think that they're rubbish on camera. And I've got news for you, by the way. You're correct. You probably are rubbish on camera. And so was I. And some people think I still am. And that's totally fine. Okay? But 5.5 years ago, boy, my first videos, oh, cringe. So cringy. It was off the scale. But practice and practice and practice. And after 600-700 times I've gone live, I'm like, oh, I'll just go live, press record. You know, I've just woke up. I've got sleep in my eyes. I've not had my coffee, not had my shower. Screw it. I'll just go live. I've just, you know, got an idea that I want to share with people. I want to talk about. Just go live. Now, let's just talk about camera shake. If you are walking down the street and your camera's wobbling like this, let's do the... If your camera's wobbling like that, okay, that's not a good look. So one of the things that you need, you can either stick it on a tripod like that and hold it at arm's length, and that will reduce some of the shake, okay? But also, if you want to buy yourself like a DJI handheld gimbal-type device just to smooth it, that works really well as well. So you could do that too. But this is one of the reasons why we like a tripod, because then it's just stuck, it's not moving anywhere, and so that works really well. So if you can eradicate that bit, you're going to be rubbish at first on a camera. I just, you know, if you give me a subject to talk about, knitting, I could talk about knitting now for the next 2 hours. I've just developed this method of coming out with bollocks really easily. Maybe some people would say I've always had that gift. And don't get me wrong, there will be people out there as well who they go live and they just can't do it. They just, no matter how many times they go live, you know, I could learn knitting, okay? And I would just always be dreadful. I'd be a dreadful singer. My daughter brought home, she's seven, she brought home some artwork yesterday because she's doing artwork classes. And just the most amazing artwork. And I'm like, it's not come from me. And my wife's like, it's not come from me either. I don't know where it's come from. She's amazing. And I'm so dreadful at it. And I could spend the next 50 years of my life, if I'm alive that long, just doing art 8 hours a day, and it would not be as good as my daughter's done it. I'm just not a natural. And so there is that aspect. And so just be aware of that. But don't confuse not being a natural with not having enough experience, which is what a lot of people do. You've got to go out and you've got to go and get your experience. Next one is thinking it's not good enough. Like, it's never good enough. I go live and this is not good enough. Okay? Like, in my mind, this is not good enough. And then maybe you can ask yourself, well, how do you make it good enough? And I'm at the point now where I just don't even care, okay? So it has to be good enough because I ain't spending any more money on improving it. I might get a better lighting and that's it, you know, to light me up a little bit more and get rid of some of this fuzziness. But screw it, right? Or you might be, well, that content didn't go quite out as well as I could have done. I had too many erms and too many ers, and I fluffed my words a little bit and got, you know, tripped up over my words. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I make mistakes all the time and it just doesn't matter because it's natural. People in a one-to-one conversation, if I'm speaking to you and we're down the pub and I'm having a chat, do you think I'm going to do you think I'm going to sneeze? Do you think I'm going to cough? Do you think I'm going to scratch my nose? Do you think I'm going to trip up over my words? Of course I am. Do you think I'm going to get up and go to the loo? All right, I'm not going to do that while live streaming, but nothing's perfect. What is perfect is you. You are perfect just the way that you are. Some people love you. Some people hate you. The more you live stream, the more people love you, the more people hate you. Who cares? As long as you're out there and you're giving out valuable information that is useful for your clients, or if you can demonstrate how you've helped other people and that you can then help new people, that's a wonderful way of putting yourself out there. And it doesn't matter that it's not good enough because it'll never, ever, ever be good enough. It's just we're human. We sabotage ourselves in such ridiculous ways. People go, I'm not very good at live streams, and I go, how many have you done? They go, one. And I'm like, funny that. I wasn't very good at riding my bike when I'd only ridden it once, or driving a car, or anything, right? The more you do, the better you get. It's as simple as that. And it's a journey. It's not a switch. It's not, oh, I've done 4 live streams, now I'm an expert. It's like, I've done 600-700 live streams, and I'm still shit, and I'm getting better all the time. And it's the same for you. Let's talk about having no experience. I've just talked about that. The experience thing, people go, I can't go live because I've not got enough experience. What? How do you get more experience? By going live. And I say this, you do 100 lives and then tell me how shit you are. Because you won't. You'll be like, actually, do you know what, Dan? I'm not bad. I'm all right. I can do it. But you do one live and you tell me how good you are. And you go, oh, Dan, I'm shit. I'm so bad. I'm dreadful. And I was dreadful too. And some people think I still am. But I think I'm all right. So that's fine. Okay, finally on this is trying to make it like TV. And this is one of the things I did right at the very start, suited and booted. I was sat in my chair and I was like this, you know, in my suit and background. And I think when I first started my video work, it was like 12 years ago. It must have been 12 years ago. And we used tape. Back then, it wasn't a live stream, it was pre-recorded tape that you then had to find a way of getting it onto the computer. So you had to buy a thing that connected to the video recorder to get it onto the computer, and then you edited it. Imagine editing software 12 years ago, how crap that will have been compared to now. So, like, you know, I was trying to make it like TV, and I was talking properly because that's how people talk, rather than Dan speak, which is this broad northern accent who swears. Like, all that stuff has gone now, you know? All that professionalism, that slickness, that making it like TV. It's not TV, guys. I don't know how to say it in any other way. You're not on telly. You're not in a blockbuster at the movies. You're live streaming from your phone, walking down the street, or sat in a cafe, or in a great place to live stream is a park, by the way, because you've got beautiful background, you've got natural lighting. Love that kind of thing. You know, I record when I'm driving in the car. Some people don't like that, and I'm in Spain, so sue me, it's fine. But I'm all right. If it's all right for Jeremy Clarkson, it's all right for me. Although I know it's just recently the police have put some new law in now that says you're not even allowed to touch your phone or something. So don't use your phone, use a camera. I don't know. That's not legal advice. But, like, don't make it like TV. You're not on TV. You're live streaming to Facebook. People don't expect, and I think this is a bigger mistake, like, people don't expect it to be slick. People just expect it to be acceptable, and that's it. And as long as it's acceptable, it then comes down to your content. You know, if you've got shaky image all the time and your sound is bad, then, yeah, that's not going to work for you. But if you've got a solid camera and a microphone, and, like, I could remove all this stuff, okay? All this stuff that I've got around me, across the top and at the sides, and the arrow and the name badge, I could remove it. And it's fine. It doesn't matter. It's about you presenting what you can do to either offer advice, educate people, entertain people, or demonstrate your abilities that you've helped for other people. So, for example, we took on a client, a real-life example, we took on a client, they wanted lead generation, and so we set up a landing page with Facebook ads, we then ran the Facebook ads, they drove people to the landing page, people signed up for a free training course, and we got that client like hundreds of leads, I should think. I mean, I can see the leads coming through all the time, new lead, new lead, new lead. And so if you can demonstrate that, you can even turn that into a case study, and you can make a 30-minute live stream about a case study of someone that you've helped in some way, whatever that happens to be. A client came to me, like, I'm making this up, okay, but a client came, he was 20 stone, we put him on a diet, we got him working out, we got him down to his 15 stone target weight, he's much happier. This is what we did. We looked at his carbs, we looked at his protein, we looked at his fat intake, we looked at how many steps he was taking. Non-exercise activity, NEAT, I think it's called. We looked at all of that stuff, and we, you know, I'm making this up, right? It's just an example of a case study. But it's really easy for you to do. Just think of a client that you've had, that you've done some work with, that you've had a success on, and off you go. Talk about that one client. You don't have to mention the name. You don't have to get too personal on some of those details. For a client that we were generating leads for, on the training, you don't know who that is. We're not giving away anything that would breach GDPR or data breaches in any way, shape or form. Now, if you're brand new and you've not got any clients, but you've, you know, I'm an NLP qualified person, and so we can help people in all sorts of different ways. I don't sell my services in NLP whatsoever. I just use them within my business. But if I wanted to help someone deal with some kind of trauma of some way, I can actually do that. And we have done that with various people that have asked. But we could talk about that. We could talk about, if you've got this problem, we know how to solve this problem, and we do this, 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 and this. And obviously that's a top-down view. But I can't help you in just 2 minutes on a live stream. But if you give me a call, then get into a conversation, then we can look at how we can best help you. Now you're starting to generate leads. You see how that works? So this stuff is about you just starting and getting as much experience as you absolutely can. Because once you've got that experience, boy, you get better and better and better. And ideally, it's like anything, you should have started this 5 bloody years ago. And if you started and stopped and started and stopped, I've got to tell you that consistency is absolutely the key to your success while live streaming. I've been live every day this week. And about, you know, in the last couple of months, I've not gone live stream since like the 14th of December, and everything went really quiet. I've just taken some time off, just relaxing over Christmas and so on. Awesome. Now we're back, live stream every day this week. Guess what's happening? We're getting more strategy leads coming through, obviously. Why are we getting more strategy leads? Because we're more visible. People can see with it. Oh yeah, Dan does marketing. I need to speak to Dan. And that's how it works. Remember, go on the website and remember, look at our testimonials and our case studies. And we go, oh, I want that for my business. And that's just how it works. You've got to get yourself out there. Anyway, I think we are done for the day. Hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the box down below. And we'll catch up with you guys on the next one. My name's Dan Latta. Have yourselves a wicked day and a wicked weekend. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.